This sounds like it'll be a fun project, Dan, and I'm sure many of your listeners will agree. I'm also sure that many of your listeners will be thinking, of course, I could never do anything like that. To which I would say, don't be too sure about that. All of us, that is, carry around a lot of little stories in our heads, little fictions we make up, even though they might be populated by real people or real events or real things that have happened to us. It's kind of that bit of Walter Mitty that's in all of us, ourselves calmly being inaugurated as president, or turning our annoying boss into a frog, or being asked by the CIA to undertake a secret mission on the Riviera. We make those little tales up to lull ourselves to sleep at night, or to get ourselves through a long, boring project at work, or simply to tune out for a time an irritating and perhaps distracting world. Sometimes we scramble the details of our lives up just to see if, scrambled, they make more sense than they otherwise do. You can do this, but you're not on your own. We're going to help you get started by offering a prompt, or a starting point, or a theme, or just an idea. From there, let your pen or pencil or keyboard heat up to, around 500 to 700 words or so, not really very long. You don't have to use the actual words of the prompt, although you can. And you can write it in first person or third person or even second person. Really, it's up to you. It's your story. The prompt is just an idea to stimulate the wonderful writer that we know is inside of you. Be bold, be daring, but send us your story. Make it happy, make it sad, make it scary, make it hopeful, make it joyful. But send us your story. Okay, here's your prompt. I'm a curious person. No. I'm a nosy person. No. I'm a snoop, and it's finally gotten me into trouble.